Hi, this is Mary Kane from onlybyprayer.com, and this is I Hear, short podcast to bring the sacred into your everyday. Today we are talking about feeling cross. I'm going to read a verse for us from Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, this week I've been having kind of a hard week. Usually I'm a pretty happy person. I can find joy in the little things of life, like a lovely sunset or a quiet walk in the forest. Even driving by an elegant house from a bygone century can bring a smile to my lips. But I've been feeling a little out of sorts. As my mother would say, I've been feeling a little cross. Now, feeling cross, according to Webster's dictionary, means to be angry, annoyed, irritated, or put out. Now, Jesus, he also felt cross, but his experience was very different than mine. According to Hebrews 12:2, when Jesus was feeling cross, he felt joy. Feeling cross meant that he was pleasing his Father, and feeling cross meant purchasing our redemption. Feeling cross for Jesus meant that salvation for all mankind. And because Jesus was feeling cross, we have been set free from our sin and shame, and we are free to live for him. Feeling cross, redefined by Jesus. Joy, peace, grace, freedom, thankfulness, and blessedness. So from this, let's consider a few action points. How has the cross changed your life? How can you thank Jesus for the life-changing work of the cross? And today, who can you share the work of the cross with? Who needs to hear this encouragement from Jesus? Well, thank you for joining me today. And let me pray for us, please. Dear Father, I thank you that because of Jesus, we can feel differently about the cross. We can see the cross with joy, with hope, with peace that it brings us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you sent Jesus to the cross for us. So help us to remember during this Easter week, Lord, the great work of the cross. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Thank you for joining me today. Please check out other ways to be encouraged by the cross at onlybyprayer.com.